Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott White with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Well, this should be a fun one. We're with Liz Reed from Pumpkin Patisserie and Alchemy. Welcome, Liz.
Thank you.
Liz, you guys are always killing it. I love your videos. I love your Instagrams. You guys are so creative and so just so much fun. Tell us about your story. How did you get started in all this?
So I moved to Warsaw about 5-6 years ago, and I have a strong background in pastry, working in bakeries, doing a lot of custom work. And so I decided to start my own business, and I called it the Pumpkin Patisserie, which is pastry shop in French. I wanted to be kind of elevated, have an elevated vibe. Mm-hmm. And I built a client base within Warsaw. I started networking with other businesses, and before I knew it, I had built a pretty solid client base here. I worked with Elysian for their Elysian Day in 2020, and as soon as I did that event for them, the next day, my inbox was full of other girls. Like, I need a cake, I need cookies, I need macarons. So I went from not having any clients to booked and busy basically overnight. But I did, you know, pastry, custom cakes, cookies, French macarons, wedding cakes, that sort of thing for a long time. And mm-hmm. then I had a regular client who told me she was losing her personal chef, and she had seen things that I would cook and post on Instagram just for myself. And she asked if I would ever be willing to try doing that. And right. I said, no, I'm sorry, I'm not a chef. I'm not qualified for that. Like, I don't have kitchen experience, etc. And she was just like, please, will you try? Like, I've seen your food. Will you just try? So the first week that I cooked for her and her husband, she said that it was better than anything that their previous chef had made, anything that they had had someone cook for them before. And I was like, okay then. So fast forward to 2 years later, and I'm opening Alchemy. It's been a wild ride.
Right. Well, tell us about Alchemy, how that gets started, and where you're located, and kind of what you do at Alchemy.
Yeah. So we are on the corner of Buffalo and Center Street, right next to Atelier. And
beautiful view of the courthouse.
Yes. So I was doing more private chefing, a lot of private in-home dinners and events, and word was just getting around, and I was getting, you know, more and more demand that made it hard to continue to be home-based because I was going into clients' houses and cooking. I didn't have a commercial kitchen, mm-hmm. and I wanted to do those types of events. And Dave reached out to me and asked if I wanted to collaborate with him on events and projects downtown, and I said, mm-hmm. absolutely. And so I started doing some events for him out of Anthology and Oku Roji, and he had asked me about potentially having my own space, and I said I wasn't ready for that. And I think he knew that I was. I just needed the push. I needed the training wheels until I was ready. I think he saw that I was capable of that, and so he kind of had me do some events, and I started realizing, like, okay, maybe I can do this. And then next thing I know, he said, you know, the river wants more space, so they want to rent, you know, the Paradiso Oku space.
Right.
Which means their building would be available.
Yes.
And he said, I think you need a kitchen downtown. I think downtown needs, you know, the artisanal quality of work that I do. And he said, you know, it's yours if you want it, and you could move in 2 weeks. When an opportunity comes my way, a lot of times I believe that that's what the universe wants for me. And at that point, I knew I was capable, and
sure.
I knew this was my time.
Right.
So I went for it, and we just kind of jumped right in. I didn't go into it with a big, like, plan because I didn't have time.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, all right, moving in, and we're just going to see what happens. So I got in there, and we just started doing events, and then Bev Bar evolved. We do our drinks and our New York bagels and
right.
Our house gelato. So we kind of, we do it all. We do the fast casual, more of like an elevated snack bar,
mm-hmm.
bistro vibe during the day. And then we also do our private events, our upscale fine dining, you know, ticketed dinners. I still have all of my private chefing. I have private clients. I travel for clients. People will rent out the space and do bespoke menus, like 3-course dinners or little gatherings with just appetizers and cocktails. And yeah, we try to have, you know, different events, a wide range of different culinary experiences, and we just like to have fun and just add kind of a unique artsy vibe to downtown and very culturally inspired to bring a lot of things we don't have around here.
Well, let's talk about that for a little bit. Sorry. I mean, your food is amazing and your drinks are amazing. And what I've noticed is not only are they taste great, but they're visually, you're like an artist with food and drink. It's amazing. Now, you said you have a wide variety of menus, but every time I see you on Facebook or Instagram or something, you're like in a total different country. So tell us about these, what I think you call them, menu trips?
Yes.
Tell us all about that.
Yes. So I take frequent menu development trips all over the globe. It started out as me just loving to travel. And when I would travel, I would get so much inspiration that I would incorporate into my work. And people on Instagram who follow me loved that part of it so much. It took me by surprise how much people were just captivated by the travel content that I would then use when I got back and incorporated into my work. They just loved that.
Right.
And I thought, well, if this is what the people want and it's working, then why don't I just make that my business model? You know, not everyone has the time or, you know, the capability to travel the world, but they still want to experience it like through the lens of someone
right.
else. That's the next best thing.
Well, you're bringing the world to Warsaw, Indiana.
Exactly. It's almost like a global scavenger hunt. Everywhere awesome. I go,
I like that.
I don't go with a plan. I show up and I let that country or that city show me what it wants to show me. And I just go exploring and one thing leads to another. And I just stumble upon so many places and opportunities. And it's not just about the food, you know, from that specific region. It's about the experience, the culture, the hospitality, the people, just exposing yourself to new things that you didn't even know existed before you went. And that's why I don't right. plan, because I don't know what I'm looking for, because I don't know what's there.
Right.
So I do that a few times a year and I bring it back here and I incorporate it into menus and ingredients and events, and just bringing those little touches of uniqueness and wanderlust and travel culture, just incorporating that and using those stories and those experiences to tell a story through our food.
Yeah. Now, traveling the world like you have and sampling all these different types of food, you've got to have some very interesting stories. I know you've got a million stories. Is there one story that kind of sticks out, like something that you ate or you didn't know you ate or something that just sticks out in your mind?
I was in Florence, Italy last summer, and I had ordered this like goat cheese appetizer with bread, and they brought it out and it was very pink and I thought that looked odd. But I was like, okay, well, I'm hungry. They brought it out to me. This is what I asked for. I'm sure it's fine. So I just start eating it. And the thing about food in Italy is everything just tastes good. So if you're going to experiment and go out of your comfort zone, Italy's the place. To do it. Very low risk. And I just start eating it. And then it's like very stringy and very like fleshy.
Oh no.
And I'm like, is this beef tartare? Like, is this raw beef?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, it is.
Oh.
And I've been eating it. And that is not something I would ever, ever, ever eat. Like, I'm not picky, but raw meat is kind of where I draw the line.
Right.
And I'm like, well, that wasn't too bad.
Right.
But I was a little traumatized. But also, sometimes the best way to do things is just to not even think too much about it.
Well, sure.
You know, just...
Sure.
But I have all sorts of stories. We'd be here all day, but I always encourage people to come into Alchemy and catch us, you know, at Bev Bar, because we love to yak to our customers and tell stories and kind of, you know, gossip about the happenings and previous menu trips, future menu trips. People love to be involved.
Sure.
They love to suggest places. They love recommendations. You know, I've inspired other people to go to certain places. I had a client who just came in the other week and said, oh, well, we're going to Australia over Christmas. And I wrote down all the places you went. I made a reservation at Bar Totti's in Sydney because you posted about
it. Oh, my goodness.
And so it just feels like it's connecting all of us.
Yes. So tell us, like, if people want to sample some of your food. I know you do catering. I know you kind of do everything. So just if they want to come down to Alchemy.
We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 right now for Bev Bar, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 3. And we do our New York bagels and acai bowls, drinks, blended matcha, dirty soda, cold brew, tea, chai, that sort of vibe. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we also do our ramen. My Tokyo menu trip in February inspired the ramen craze that Alchemy is still very much in.
Yes.
So when I got back from Tokyo, we had Tokyo week, and I said, I'll make ramen just, you know, for fun.
Sure.
And it was so good. They did not let us stop making it for 7 weeks in a row.
Okay.
And finally, I said, guys, I have other things I have to do. This wasn't part of the plan. Hold on. So we put a pause on it, and everyone was constantly asking, when are you doing ramen again?
Sure.
And so now we do it every single weekend, every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The noodles are homemade.
Okay.
And everyone says it's the best ramen they've ever had. And all of my employees have to sign an NDA if they get anywhere near that ramen recipe. Like, that's how good it is. I have that legally protected.
Wow. And that's every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yes.
So you're open 7 days a week.
We sure are.
That's great.
And I like being open on Sundays. It's actually one of my favorite days to work because not a lot of other places are open on Sundays.
Right.
And if there are places open, it's not usually, you know, you don't have the most options. And so having a really good, high quality place that people can go on Sundays has been something I think the community has really appreciated. Our after church crowd is always huge. The mornings might start out a little slow, and then the minute church gets out,
right,
let's go get ramen, let's go get drinks and bagels. And I just love the atmosphere on Sundays, and it's always just such a laid back vibe. Everyone's just happy to be there.
That's fantastic. So, people want to kind of live vicariously through you. Mm-hmm. How do they find you on Instagram, Facebook? How do they find you?
So my Instagram is TPP Culinary Alchemy, or if you just type in Liz Reed or Alchemy, it should pull it up if you're local around here. I'm not on Facebook.
Gotcha.
My target clientele is mainly on Instagram, and I just have too many things going on already.
Sure.
So just Instagram. You can also come in and pick up a card that has all of my, you know, contact information, email, liz@tppcreative.com if you want to reach out via email. We're also launching our Thanksgiving pre-order this weekend. And so we'll make Thanksgiving sides and even some main dishes and desserts like puff pastry, pumpkin pie.
Oh, yum.
That you can pre-order all of your sides. You can pick it up from Alchemy and take it home and bake it so it's fresh.
Nice.
And everything is like scratch. So if we do a green bean casserole, it's going to be a homemade roux.
Oh,
it's
going to
be the homemade topping. The stuffing is cubed up bread with the homemade gravy. Like, we are taking, you know, your ordinary staples, and we elevate them, and we just put so much care into all the details. So that's kind of what sets us apart.
Okay.
So if you need Thanksgiving, you don't want to deal with it yourself.
Right. So Liz, do you have anything special coming up for the holidays?
Yeah, we actually plan to do our holiday high teas again. We did them last year. They went over so well, especially for us being so new. So every Saturday in December, we had a little brunch, and it was tea party themed.
Oh, fun.
London inspired.
Oh,
Paris.
Wow.
You know,
you have to talk with an accent?
You don't have, it's not required.
Okay.
But it is welcomed, you know. We had little like tea sandwiches, tea cakes, little appetizers, small plates, elevated brunch options. It's very popular with like families, girls' days, mother, daughter. We even had one on Christmas Eve last year. I don't know if we'll do that again this year, but we are definitely planning on having at least three of them this year. So watch for an announcement on dates and reservations. Last year, they sold out in about 72 hours.
Wow.
All seatings, and I ended up having a wait list, and that's why we added the Christmas Eve one. So don't wait on that when they're released.
Now, where will you release this?
I'll announce the tickets on Instagram.
Okay.
And then you will be able to make reservations through my website, which will also be linked, tppcreative.com. And it's on the door. So if you forget, you'll need to come to Alchemy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Liz, thank you so much for joining us today. And not only that, but thanks for bringing the world, literally, to downtown Warsaw.
I do what I can.
You do.
It's a huge sacrifice.
Yes. Well, please stop by Alchemy and chat with Liz. You'd be glad you did. Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome.
Are you worried about your paycheck or safety at work? The U.S. Department of Labor wants to make sure you're protected. Call us at 866-487-WAGE or visit worker.gov.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.